Okay, I wanted to discuss, there are two topics we didn't have a chance to discuss on Friday, but I want to start the topic that we have the Marma Kaimis for today. We'll see if we have a chance to get to the Plata, and then the Mayim, probably not the Mayim, probably do that tomorrow, I'll be there. With the notion of technology, we have Shabbos clocks, timers, and Ramosha has a line that we're only supposed to use them but lights, because that enhances our covet and onik Shabbos. He in general is not into using timers outside of lights in general. But by saying that, it goes without saying that he also discusses what's the din if you use timers, legabe, other things like cooking, which we're going to discuss today. But in general, and I think in America, I think we should try to follow that. We really should only use timers for Moshe the Gadol Hador for only lights. In Eretz Yisrael, they sometimes use it for platas, things of that sort. But let's try to not. We shouldn't use it for air conditioning and things of that sort. We should only limit it only for lights. But that goes without saying. Let's tackle the topic with Siyata Dishmaya, this notion of using timers for cooking. So I want to start with the concept of Bishul B'Shabbos and Chimu B'Shabbos Hayidei Shon. Let's begin Lamaisa with the Mishnah and Daf Yitzayin Abed, which we've mentioned once or twice before, where the Mishnah presents about Chalifim Yishayim B'Silul, whether there's an Issa D'Rice and Shvisas Kalim. We know we're not allowed to do Malach ourselves or Behemoth, and Shvisas Behemoth, Shvisas Avdo, Shvisas Cotton. But Shvisas Kalim is a machlis b'shamei b'silo. B'shamei writes this in the Raisa, and b'silo says only the Rabbonim. So Yerushalmi has a remarkable comment. I want you to see Perek Alpha Lachahei, where Yerushalmi is mazmir the svar of b'silo, ma tamhon de b'silo, sheish yishamim tasa ma'asecha u'biyom ha'shvi. And the Korban Eda teaches B'yom HaShvi is going on the what? The beginning of the Pasuk. Sometimes l'fa'amim yasa malach af b'yom HaShvi. So you see, built in the pasuk, Beisilah has his heter. Built in the pasuk, I reishin the kraw till if amim yasem aloche ap yom hashvi. Says sheishes shomer tovov asitikom lachdacha, and you could say he says that it's also going on yom hashvi is going on the reishin of the pasuk. So it's an amazing thing. I was just thinking, Lamaisa, is there a keel? It's a keel in it. Maybe there's a keel essay in doing this, Lamaisa. There's Beisil. I mean, I tell you, obviously we'll see the mice of the Rabbanah, but it's interesting that there's no problem, at least. So it's the Heter Gomer, I mean, I tell you, to start something on Friday where it goes into Shabbos and Malach is being done, but not by you, certainly is permissible, according to what? According to Beisil, and that's the Sfar of Beisil, Halach Lamaisa. So we assume Lamaisa, it's Mutter, Lasos Malachim Yibion Yom, we hold like Beisil, Enigmaris Me'elev is Shabbos. So if that's the case, you open up that Yerushalmi with the Korban Eda, it should be mutar on Erev Shabbos to put a pot with food in it that hasn't been cooked, and it's going to get cooked on its own on Shabbos, because we paskin like Beisil. And so it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Rambam and Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Beis, Sif Hei. I don't think we quoted too much from Reish Nun Beis this summer. But in Reish Nun Beis Sif Hei, it has all these kulas, halacha lemaisa, of starting in an Erev Shabbos, Reish Nun Beis and Sif Hei. It says Beferish, all these situations where you start the Mutal Iftoch Mayim Legina, you can open up the water for the garden, then Mishach B'Holim B'Shabbos. All these cases, he says, as long as you do them Mibod Yom, as long as there's no problem of Shmos Kol and side reasons, the Ramah says. But the truth of the matter, this is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Nun Beis Sif Hei, and therefore, one would say al pi halacha that it should be mutar erev Shabbos to put a pot with a tavshos and nisbashel and let it be cooked me'elav b'Shabbos. So certainly min ha'Torah. So this is where we have to get to the poskim halacha lemaisa. The Chuvis Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Bey Simin Vov, says this is not permissible. It's not allowed to cook the chimum ayidei shon b'shabbos. He says you're not allowed to put something that's not mavusha called tzarkim or of Shabbos that get cooked on Shabbos through a shon lamaisa that you set up on erev Shabbos that's going to go on Shabbos. Despite the fact Basil says it's mutter shvisas kalim, and he has many riots lamaisa that one would say that it's mutter, but at the end of the day he backs out. What are some of the reasons why it's mutter? Some of the riots, the Rajbin Shabbos b'daf lametesim beis I gave you. Lamarot that it's going to get cooked on Shabbos. He says beferish that it's okay. And Rabbi Kivager adds, we have this in the Bralocha, and told us or it's mutter to shehiyah mibod yom because no problem of shem yechate. It's like a gar of a katum. And Lamaisi says from the Rashba from Rabbi Kivager seems to say that why should the timer be any different? Churit should be okay. But Lamaisa, there is what? There he changes there. He says, I have some rayas that it should be mutter. But he says, Alach Lamaisa, I have to assert. Why? Based on the following. Dor Sameach and Pirat Gimel Chol Shabbos quotes Yushalmi that says that this heter of Basil is limited in scope. It is limited only to Chiyuvim Lamaisa, where on Malachi you start Bishas Asiyas Odom. The chiyuv is nigmar b'shas asiyas on like mavir, like tzad, but certain malachas that take a process to them, like sliya, like roasting, like baking, which you mentioned in the beginning of the summer, which are process oriented anyway. So the chiyuv doesn't come immediately with the pulas of adam; it comes afterwards. So he says those malachas that are process oriented. He says you know what? There's no permissibility. Yesh lechayiv even if you start mibod yom. We don't call them that to what their malacha, because they're called the malacha wasn't finished mibod yom, because they're process oriented malacha. So therefore, based on that, says the Rishonim, says Rav Tzitz Eliezer, according to Rishonim, there's no way you could put it on in Erev Shabbos and the timer kicks on, because the whole thing, the nature of bishul anyway, is delayed. That's number one. Number two, the Chuvus Machane Chayim Chelik Gimel Simin Chav Bei says it's mutter to start malacha mibod yom, and it's v'hinigmeres b'shabbos, but it's usher to do a pe'ula that the start and the finish will happen on Shabbos. The start and the finish. Here you are, the timer clicks it on, it starts it and it finishes it. We only want allowed what restarted at Erev Shabbos finishes on Shabbos. Here the start and finishes on Shabbos. Beautiful chiluk l'maisa. And therefore he writes, based on the Machane Chaim, it's a problem. Aye, Rashba. What about that Rashba that he quoted about Chame Tveria? No riot. Because what are you dealing with over there? The whole Etzim Bishul there is only the Rabbanan. It was Yadua Chame Tveria told us Chame Tzasim in Rabbanan. Bilvad, Atol told us Or. Umenidu Didan, right? It's the Yisr Bishul's Minatayra. Also Rabbi Kivager. There was Matan Shi, Agabe told us, or there's no Raya, because over there, what's the difference? There the Chom is Nimsa, Sharisham Chom Nimsa, Kolzman, Miyad, Im Simas Akadere of Shabbos. There the heat's there the whole time. Therefore, why should you make a Gzeira, Shiyitu, Lasim, Sham, Shabbos? That's going to, you're going to cause to make a mistake and put it there on Shabbos. Here the fire, there, right, Rabbi Kivega, the fire was there the whole time. Mashenkein, in our case, the Bishul only starts on Shabbos. So maybe Taki, it will lead to what? It will lead to things. Maybe you should have a Xayra Lamaisa that you might end up doing it on Shabbos. One sec, Yuda. More Rayas Lisser. More Rayas Lisser. The Gemara in Shabbos, Mem Zion and Mebeis, says it's also to put Maim in a Kli Takas on there. You put a water in a cup under a candle. It's also to do that because it's Mechaba. Ravashi says it's Mekarvis Kibuyev. Rashi and Taisa say we make a Gzer of Erev Shabbos, Oto Shabbos. Because on Shabbos there's a Chashash Kibuy, so we make a Gzer that you can't do it on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. Aye, but didn't we learn it's Mutta do Malach on Erev Shabbos? We don't make a Gzer. That's the whole word of Basilo. Mutta Minatarim in the Rabbanon. So what does Taisa say there in Mem Zayin and Vidr Maskam Ibnay? There's a fundamental difference between Ab Malach like Tzad. We don't make a Gzer, you're going to do it on Shabbos. Because that's Bar Viadua. It's bar of Yadua, you're not going to do that on Shabbos. But Nesina Zakdera, Shenemu Vushalas, Bar of Shabbos, you might come to make a mistake and put it there on Shabbos. Gam kodem hagah zman adlaka. You might actually put it on Shabbos. Halach lamaisa. Because the Nesidus HaKedera, which is not mavushal on Shabbos, you might come to make a mistake and put it on Shabbos. Kodem hagah zman adlaka. And therefore might lead you to what? It might lead you to do. The Lashon HaTaisis is, what's a Lashon HaTaisis? A beautiful Lashon. He says, that's by the tzad. So it's not so yadua at all. And therefore, there's good reason to what to say that it should be what? It should be us or what? It should be us in the Rabbanah. Because this might lead you to end up doing it, Lamaisa. This might lead you to end up doing it on Shabbos. Halach Lamaisa. So we have to what? We have to be careful about this. And then he points out another Svar, Lasser. Number three. First we point out Dor Sameach. Then we point out the Machaneh Chaim. Then we dig Zach and the Raya from the Rashbo. And the Raya from Rabbi Kiveger. Now we point out the Taisim Mem Zayin. There's also another Gemara, Shemiyagis. The Gemara in Yuchesim is asked the Kasha Shemiyagis. Why aren't you worried about Akzer Shemiyagis? Enecha Shemiyagis Ba? If you put a timer on your Shabbos, it clicks on and starts cooking. What about Shemiyagis Ba? It wasn't Mavusha called Sarko. Says it in the Shulchan Aruch Lamaisin. The Ramam has this din, you know, about stirring. We learn it, Perek Tesla Chadalin, Shin Yuches, Sif Yuches. So why are we worried about Exer? Make Exer Shemiyagis and Nimsum of Asher B'Shabbos. Aye, the Gemara there is talking about a Kedir Shin and Teicha. Okay, but also we're talking, we have no problem here in this situation opening up the Kisui. You definitely could see if it's cooking or not. It's not like it's locked up. Also, adds on the Sitz Eliezer. It's in Simon Zion. This was in Simon Zion. He adds on Simon later, he says, maybe it's Shemi Echate. Maybe you have a problem with Shemi Echate. I mean, it's also La Dushahia, right? It's because of Shemi Echate. So why isn't this not a problem? Why isn't this not a problem? Things Lomaisa, he says, even things that are quickly cooked, even if they're Chayin, are also Litim Erev Shabbos, we said. Because why? Remember we said the things get really like by Tzliya. Remember we said Kedera Chayasa doesn't work by Tzliya. He says, why don't you have those concerns? And then he points out it's a low pluk. Says the Sitz Eliezer, Kol man asur mina gara fakata mishum shem yechata iser matzav kazeh bekol kavne filim kfish the funinu shayach shem yechata. Even if there's no problem shem yechata, shum shem matzav kazeh net for neser low pluk. He says, we're not allowed to read L'Oranir on Shabbos. Why aren't you allowed to read a Sefer L'Oranir? Gezeris Shemiyata. So even if it's you're far away from the candle that made a Gezerah. Even if you made a, don't worry, even if you want ribbons, no problem. How you eat, doesn't make a difference. Even if you're far away from the candle, make a low pluk, doesn't make a difference. Low pluk, he says. We have on Daf Lamed Beis. What does it say on Lamed Beis? Ain tom them davar moisiv hevel mi bod yom. Gezerish shem yechata. Aye, it's a davar tomen. By a davar tomen, it's lo shayachitui, make a gzera. So akira chashmolis. It's not shayachitui. Because yefshul hagel achom, we say shem yechata lo pluk. So lesikum of the das sits eliezer. Let's get it. It's usher to put a pot on akira chashmolis or a plata in order to cook on Shabbos through a timer. Even if I did it mibod yom. Because of the gzeira, there of Shabbos ato Shabbos, right? With the kli, shemiyagis, we have all these gzeiras, lamais, shemiyagis, and shemiyachato is a low pluk form. So the Sitz Eliezer says it's mamish usher. It's mamish usher to put a pot on from Erev Shabbos with a timer on the pot, lamais, it's usher. He says, "Beferish asur mid rabbanim." What sexvi? What sekyud? However, Ibsvi Pesach Frank in the Kudus Tal Harim or Achaim Chelik Aleph Malacha Os Gimel. What does he say? Paskins Halacha Lamaisa. He paskins Allah Lamaisi, he has a sofek. And Lamaisi says, he quotes the Sitz Eliezer, who assered it. So the Reb Svi Pesach Frein says, I'm sorry. Shema Yagis, Lamaisa, I think you're wrong. Shema Yagis, he says, is not a problem if it's plastered up. Our case also, the Kisa Kedair is on there. It could do it in a manner, you're not going to come to open it. And he says, Lamaisa, you'll remember, Lamaisa, you'll remember. Rashi has a Lashon. Number two, he quotes Yusham. I hope he had a chance to look it up. Pirpez Alacha Dalid. We don't make our own Xeris. He died Tainu. Yusham, and she's Amos, even Xeris. You're making a Xer on your own. Ta'asik Xer, Erev Shabbos, Ato Shabbos. Lesikum of the Psak of the Haritz Svi. Mikr Adin, it is mutter to put a pot on Erev Shabbos that is not Mush Kotarka with a timer kicking it on. We don't make Xeris of Shema Yagis, our own Xeris, or Shema Yavalidek there of Shabbos. He just says, you should make sure, Roy Lahachmer, Shloyitin Tavshom Erev Shabbos, Unkik Far Hurtach, Unispashal Erev Shabbos. You just want to what? Rotz Rak Lachamam Mechadash Beshabbos, Filu Lachshin Itstane. Wants to make sure it's already been cooked, Lamaisa. He wants to make sure it's already been cooked or hot, Lamaisa. And you just want to warm it up. Even Lachshin Itstane, that's what he wants to tane, because you get out of a problem. You don't want it to you don't want it to be cooked minat Torah. But this is what he writes, that minat din lamaisa, he says, he thinks it's mutter, halacha lamaisa, against the Sitz Eliezer. Now what does Reb Moshe hold? Reb Moshe in Chelek Dalet Simon Samech deals with the same case, and he asks it mekama tomim. Number one, it's me'ein amir l'nachri. Just like the Chumra goes and not to tell a goy to do a malach on Shabbos, kol shekin, you shouldn't do it yourself and not derive benefit from it. This is me'ein esira amir, isra of amir l'nachri. The goy is like the timer. Also, number two, you're not allowed to do this like Beis Hillel. That's only on malachas that lemaisa, their talich is what? Your maska mamish the malach amir of Shabbos, and the talich is nimshach with Shabbos. But a bishul, lemaisa, nothing starts, a lot like Dor Sameach. He brings up that similar svar. Number three, he says, Zilusa de Shabbos. It's not covered Shabbos. You're running a factory. You're doing all these malachas. It's not right. Lesikum das, the tshuva sikras moisha, the goyin, right? Ramosha paskin, all the gedolei achronim, the goyinim. Ramosha paskin, that it's usher. You're not allowed to put a dover shit and blush on the plata or a kira chashmalis. We're going to get to the details, Be'ez Hashem, in order to cook on Shabbos with the timer. Whether it's Amir Lanachri, Zilusa de Shabbos, whatever it is, Lahaloche, it's Aser to do this. Reb Moshe in the Sitz Eliezer held it was Aser. But Makom Tzarech Gadol, if there was an onus, something wasn't cooked, or you need a Mvasel Dvarim Nosafim L'chayla, or a cotton, then maybe you could use what? Use the timer with the Tanai, Lamaisa, that your Mamed the Kedar in there of Shabbos, your dough egg that you want, you won't open it up on Shabbos till Gemar Bishulo, and you take care of that. And I guess Rabbi Pesach Frank said, who's the one who mattered it, make sure it's Hurtach and he's special mayor of Shabbos, I guess. You just want to do Mechameh, Lamaisa. I don't know why he says that, because if you go with his Mahalach, Lamaisa, it should be okay. But I guess he's worried about it, the Minatir aspect. Okay. That's Legabe. Putting the food on Erev Shabbos and having a timer kick it on Shabbos. Let's get to the following Shiloh of putting it on Shabbos itself, that it should get cooked or heated up Ayudei Shalom Shabbos through a timer. So here we have the Gemara in Beya and Daf Lamed Daled and Avdik Merkutz of Tosefta. We're familiar with the Tosefta, where the Gemara says, Echa maybe it's a or, Echa maybe it's a eitzin, Echa sovis is a kneir, Echa maybe it's a mayim, Echa nosim betocho tav, Echa magas kumim chayav matanya, Achron chayav, the kumim peturin, Lokash, hada heisor mi yikar, hada heisor lubesof. Rashi says, hada heisor mi yikar, kula avde meisor. Hadi orsul lubesof, iud of it. The last guy brought the fire, vahadach lo avde midi. Comes out from the Gemara in Rashi, that minat Torah, there should be no issue to put the mayach hashen in Mavushal on Shabbos, where it's going to get cooked eventually with the timer. But the Chachamim asked it, Pater Aval Aser, because you're in a process of Bishul, Lamaisa. It's like Gairim Gram Bishal a little bit. And in the Ramah, and the Rambam quotes it, the Pashim Shah Perek Tesalacha Dalid, the Ramah in Reshit and Gimel Sefei says, Chaynogin Sheena Yehudim Motzim Akderis Minatanurim, Shema Minim Be Mashim Losoits Atonimus Acherif, O Olam Versa Shivchacha Hatonahu, and is Akderis Chosus Vinatacha by Yisrael, Osir Bekiai Gavna. It's Osir for Yisrael to put the pot on the tanur if afterwards Lamaisa the Goy is Masik it. The Nachri itself, it's mutter. But for a Jew to do that, it's asur min rabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Sifkan Kuf. The Havalei ke'echanos ha'kedere ve'echad ha'esh. The Rishon potter of asur mashaka k'mashayin ken amiru l'nachri d'shari. Because Ika kaman is l'cham el'abayis v'shari. So it's an issue min rabbanan based on that Gemara in Be'ah. And the Magen Ram in Shin Yud Ches, Sifkan Yud Aleph says, gives a cloud, have the Odeya, Kol adinim asur mishum mishul afil litin al akiro toner kodem hesek asur kamashkaz sof simration gimel isud rabbanu put the tavs on Shabbos itself that it should get cooked or get warm later through the shon Shabbos, and so says the Sitz Eliezer. Sitz Eliezer paskins like this as well. Halacha lemais, the Sitz Eliezer says this. Chelik beis and simon involved. This is the first Akron, we're mentioning on this, the great Poskin, the great Goyin, he passed, also lithi mishabis, hatafsha, hatonar, hashmalikin, ishidalik mishabis, hakoponim in rabbanim, from the Gemara in Be'er. Okay. So that's what the Sitz Eliezer holds. However, if Svipezek Frank, who mattered in the first topic, nor Achaim Chelakav Simfim Kuflam involved the same Simon, discusses this at great length, and he claims he feels that Lamaisa, it's definitely what Asur. It's definitely Asur, and it's Asur Minat Teirah. Not just Min Rabbanim. Not just Min Rabbanim. He wants the Taina. First of all, he says, Kol Zeh Matav Shistanen V'Hulach. Avim Mishashen Nosen Ucham. Achach Mitzstanen. And then it gets warmed up. Then maybe you could what? Rely on that Rabbi Kiveger. Halach Lomai. So you could rely on that Rabbi Kiveger. In Shin Yud Ches and the Magen Ram Sifkan Yud Aleph, to put a tafshol lach, she'd stand in kodem shemasik atoner, that the Ramah also based on the Chumash Edeshin. But it's roteach, the time you put it on, if the whole Sivas Isim, the Sivas Dover Tzoni and Kodem Hesik, it's because there was ore you would cook, so if it's roteach when you put on, then it should be mutter. But in our case, again, you're putting it on Lamaisa where it's cold, on Shabbos, the timer kicks on, that should be an issue of the Yeraisa. Why should that be an issue of the Yeraisa? So he says, it's stunning chiddush I want you to get, based on the Tyson Sanhedrin. Tyson Hedrin, I in Zion and Aleph, Tirmasko Sof Chama, writes, if you tie down a person, like Abin Zikin and Achiv Misa, if you tie him down Bifnim, and then you bring him to a place where there's going to be the sun, in the Sahara Desert, according to the Ma'anam Rishim Shim Chitzi, Yechayev Skila, not Skila, Yechayev Tzayef, for Misa, for Ritzicha. And the Gemara Baba Kama says, "Legabe Hezek, you're part of Mishum Gromo, but Linin Shabbos, you're Chayev Melechus Machsheves." So he says, "This would be tantamount to that. You put the time, put the food on the timer on Shabbos, and the timer's going to cook in an hour later. That's like Sof Chama level." And he says, "You're Chayev Skila for this, for Hilchos Shabbos. It's an issue of the Yoraisa. If you wanted the mat or anything that was Bishas, when you would have put it out, it was Cham." But I'm talking about something totally cold and putting it on Shabbos. So in the first subtop, we put it on Shabbos, it was matter. Against the other, good old Akram said, there's also mineral bundle. Here, in this second subtop, we put it on Shabbos. Sicilia says, the Rabbana based on the Gemara Bay. He says, this is the Arisa. And therefore, he claims it's not like the Gemara in Bay, which is only the Rabbana. Here, you meet Batzea, Datal, Chabishul, both an Otamati, Lamaisa. You don't know what's going to happen over there in Bay. When you do that assembly line, if some guy doesn't do his job, nothing's going to get done. Here you know automatically it's going to happen. And the Meila, we pass in the second subtopic, that it's Usr, but it's Usr, the rights of the Rabbanon, Machlek is Tinuat, Tziliyazr, and Rezipesach Frey. But let's take this a step further. Let's take this a step further, Lamaisa. And I wanted to point out, Lamaisa, a few other shittas on the Shiloh. Okay, on the Shiloh, the first subtopic, the second subtopic, Chazonish also holds the Rabbanon, in Simon Lamaches Sivkot and Beis, And as we said, Rashi Pesach Frank said it was an Isser D'Oraisa. Now the Chazon Ish, he actually quotes the Mordechai, I hope you saw it, in Kol Kisvei, Shimra Ben Yoyel, who claims that Gram Kibui is Mutter B'Mokum Hefsid. And I gave him a Ramah, Shin Lamadal Tzivcha Beis, any Isser of Grama is Asim Midrabanan on Shabbos without a Hefsid. But if there's a Grama with a Hefsid, then maybe there's what to be making on. But you see Chlor from the Chazon Ish, that even if what you put it on Lamaisa on Shabbos, Sof Chamo Yavo, it's still only Nisim Midrabanan, against the Har Tzvi, held as Nisim Midrabanan. Okay. But let's go back. That was the regard adding on shittas regarding the second topic about putting on. Let's go back to the first topic about putting it on an Erev Shabbos. So there's an interesting Chazon Ish, and there are two ways to interpret the Chazon Ish's psak about putting it on an Erev Shabbos. He claims, Lamaisa, that it's going to be Usur Midrabanan. The question is why? Okay? You're doing a Kedera. You're putting it on a Kedera of Shabbos on a Kira that's a Kvuya. Meaning Kvuya means it's not lit. But it's not Grufo Ketuma, but it's going to be lit on Shabbos. So Chazon Ish asser that. Now, why did he asser that? Why did he consider that to be asser? So, Lamaisa, he considered that to be asser because it's like a what? It's like a shehiya lechachila. That's what Rav Binyamin Zilber wants to say in his Tshuva Sefer Aznid Bruchelik Beisim Inzayin. It's like a shehiya lechachila. Why is it like a shehiya lechachila? Because Lamaisa, when you put it on the plata or whatever it is, or the fire, it's not lit. There is no fire, so it's like it's being on karka. So it's like it's munechas agabe karka. And therefore, it's like a shiel lechachila lemaisa. It's like a shiel lechachila on Shabbos, and that's one reason why the Chazon Ish would asser it. Okay, even though you put it on Erev Shabbos, but if you were like a shiel lechachila on Shabbos, the other way of saying why the Chazon Ish assered it is because it's a shiel b'Erev Shabbos. It's not garuf hakatam because it wasn't garuf hakatam. So I want you to get that. There are two ways to say over why lemaisa. It's Taka Aser, according to the Chazon Ish, in this particular case. Okay? So that's Lamaisa, two Biurim Lamaisa, you could say, in the Chazon Ish, why Yasered it. Okay? Be two Biurim in the Chazon Ish, why Taka Yasered it, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Now, it comes out, based on this, what happens if you did it on Erev Shabbos, please get this, but it was on a Garuf HaKatum, and it was not lit, and it's going to kick on Shabbos because of a timer. What would you say about that? So according to Rabbi Yamin Zilber, what would you say? It would still be Usser. According to Rabbi Yamin Zilber, it would still be Usser. Because it's Usser is a Shehiyah L'Chachila B'Shabbos. Right? So who cares, Lamaisa? Who cares, Lamaisa? That it was Garuf HaKatan? But if you hold Lamaisa, that like the fact is that it's a Shia on Erev Shabbos. Well, here you have what? Here you have Garuf HaKatum, and Lamaisa might even mutter by a tafsir that hasn't been cooked. Machlo Ben Nisoy says the same for Shulchan Shlomo and the Or Litzion, because Lamaisa you're not doing it on Shabbos itself. So maybe one can end, and that's what the Shemir Shabbos Taka says. I wanted to see Perak Alef Sivcha Vav. He points out if you did it on Erev Shabbos, maybe it's okay even if it's less than what. Even if it's less than Machlo Ben Nisoy. As long as it's what? It's Garuf HaKatum. And you look in the Haris, the Makar, he says the Chazon Ish. So he obviously understood the Chazon Ish different than Rabbi Yamin Zilber. Halach Lamaisa. Now, one other nakuda to that is that the Shmir Shabbos and the Chuvas Malamed Lahoyel, Rabbi David C. Hoffman, Chelek Gimel Sun Nun Ches, they say it must be Mavushal. They themselves, Lamaisa, say it must be Mavushal Kol Tzarko. They themselves say it must be Mavushal Kol Tzarko. That's what they say. But I'm just saying, in Lomdis, you might have said, Lomaisa, that if you utilize that other Hezber, that it's like Shia and Erev Shabbos, and Lomaisa, it's not even lit, so maybe you would have said it's Mutter, even if it's less than what Michael Ben Yusoy. But Lomaisa, as I said, Shmir Shabbos, Mam the whole, says it has to be Mevushal, what? Mevushal Kotzarko. Okay. Now, it's interesting, Lamaisa, it's interesting that we should note that Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal says that he believes that this is a little tricky. Why do I say it's a little tricky? Because he said when he did the Garuf HaKatim, there was no fire. So he thinks it's not a really great Garuf HaKatim. And therefore he paskin, halakha lamaisa, that you know what you should do on a Friday? You should put the fire on, then put the blech on, and then turn the fire off. And then do your timer. Because he says, that I'm willing to what? I'm willing to say that's a legitimate Garuf HaKatim, because there was a fire and it was covered. But have a Garuf HaKatim originally when there was no fire, stuck a joke, he says. So therefore, Lamaitz, I want you to get that Ha'ara that Rabbi Yashiv writes, very interesting, Halacha Lamaitz. Now, Ramayshu, we said, asserted even with Garuf HaKatim, doing that in Erev Shabbos, because it's Yilusha the Shabbos, why should it be different than Amir Lenachri? And the Tshuvas Minchas Yaakov Tzitz Eliezer, we said, asserted because of those reasons as well, Halacha Lamaitz. And the Gemara in Beya, the Alka Yosef points out, so even though Lamaisa, I want to entertain a few svaras why you could ding zach and say that there's no issue in Rabbanan coming from the Gemara in Beya. It's interesting, Lamaisa, and the Shabrua learned, based on the Trumas Hadeshin, that it's based on what? Mishabrua learned, based on the Trumas Hadeshin, that it's based on the Gemara in Beya, Reishnun Gimel Sifhei. Mishabrua Sifkar and Kuf was Mazer based on the Gemara in Beya with that Trumas Hadeshin. And therefore, it should be Usher Lamaisa based on the Gemara in Beya that Lamaisa, you shouldn't put it on with the timer. How could we reject that Svara and reject that as being a mocker? So the Sefer Shvus Yitzchak quotes Rabbi Yashiv, who says, Lamaisa, the whole Gemara in Beya is there when it's an assembly line. Your mishtatev isr bishus chavero. Vavagav delfiza kibavash akam lo shaykh la'asor. But lamaisa, we understand that the chachamim asr mevashul akum, you might come get confused, and you might get confused with the Jewish people doing the assembly line, because at least he's a human being. Masha enkein, if the bishul's done alone through a what? Time clock, maybe that's not part of the assembly. You can't bring the assembly line as a riot. It's not a human being, a timer. It's a robot. It's not even a robot. It's worse than a goyim, right? It's a nothing. It's a machine. And therefore, don't quote me the Gemara in Beya. Also, in the Sefer Morei Eish, he points out another chiluk, when the malacha is done through a goy, nevertheless, it's considered a malacha. A nir that's lit by a goy, we don't say a bracha borei Morei Eish, because it's not considered to be Sheshavas Melechas Isser. You know what the din of Nir Sheshavas is? We don't consider that to be a Nir Sheshavas, right? Lo Chashu Sheshavas Melechas Isser. What the Goy physically did was a Malachi. You don't say the Bracha Borei Morei Eish, because it was existent. Even though a Ma'akum is Mutal Halik, Adaraba, Goy Sheshavas is Chai Bisa, but it's called a Melechas Isser. Al Koponi is a human being that was not Nach B'Shas Adlakas Anir. Mashenki, when it's done, may laugh through the timer. So there was good reason to ding zach lamaisa very strongly on that what? On that Gemara. And therefore, one could what? One could certainly suggest, halacha lamaisa, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a problem. It's interesting, also, the Shevet Alevi discusses in Chelik Alf Simim Mem Zayin. He says, another reason why you want to aser, based maybe on the different Yerushalmi, Pirek Bezal Chadal, on the mission of Loyukov Adam Shifoferes, Shalbeya. You know that it drips. So the Yerushalmi seems to aser every drip on its own is aser. Also, Pirek Alpha Lochei, when you do the windmill with the wheat, every wheat is a new aschola. And it didn't start in Erev Shabbos. So one might have said it from there, Lamaisa, from that Yushami's Takasa, but he concludes in that Chula, once again, that's not the Pshat. Yushami's a Machlois and Amorim, anyway, what the Tam Isser is, and the Bavli never mentioned it. Bavli only mentions a Shema's Kol. And the Gemara in Shabbos of Chavtes and Beis, L'Yikov Adam, is that we're afraid a person is what? He's going to what? Use it. Also, it's the Pukim, it has nothing to do with the Yushalmi. So Bavli is against the Yushalmi on this completely. Okay, so even though he quotes in the beginning, you might have asked it based on Yushalmi. Ding Zax says not that, but the Sefer Moreish, Taka says the Bavli holds like the Yushalmi. The Bavli is giving reasons over and above the Yushalmi. That's what he wants to tie in it. He says that the Bavli Lamais is giving other reasons, because the Bavli doesn't hold that every chit, every piece of wheat is a chinah chadash in the windmill, and every drop is a new one. But in a chanami lemaisa, every drop is as if it started in Mirav Shabbos. The Bavli held against that. But kibu adi shon is if you did it on Shabbos. It's kibu hascholos amalach on Shabbos, and therefore taki would be usher. So it's not so posh at lemaisa. Maybe you can think of Yushalmi that maybe would be a mucker for this. But this is very important, halacha lemaisa, and this is why one would definitely usher it on Shabbos. But we got to take this a step further. This is why one would definitely answer it on Erev Shabbos. What we were just talking about now was Erev Shabbos. What before was, the rice of the Rabbanah was on Shabbos with that Reb Tzvi Beis Avraham. This added as far as why it would be Aser Lamaisa on Shabbos, but do you quote the Gemara Bey as a Makkah or not? Okay. Now I want to add on now, Lamaisa, let's get to it. Mitzad Lamaisa, what's the din in Lamaisa if you ask a Goy? Let's get it. You ask a goy to do it on Shabbos through a timer. What do we say? So we have to don on the shayla both mitzad hilchos bishul min ha-teira and mitzad the yisud rabbanon of shehiyah. So legavi the yisud yiraisa. So according to the Chazon Ish, it's only gram bishul. It's only the rabbanon, and we know that amir l'nachi with grama is mutter. That's what normally we assume. Otsu Shabbos, Amir Anachi on a Grama is considered Mimutter. I think, Jake, didn't you tell me that earlier in the summer? Amir Anachi on Grama, we had discussed it. That's what comes out. The Chuvus Eretz Tzvi, the Kazah Shlover, right? You say, he quotes it right here in Siman Kuf Yud Beis. He tira de Anachi liftoch pesach shamayim cham mishi otsu. Amir Anachi with a Grama is Mutter. We didn't ask her Amir Anachi, Lamaisa, if it was a Grama. I mean, what the Goy is doing is a Grama. So therefore, if you all like the Kazah Nish, no problem if you tell a goy to put it on the timer on Shabbos. No problem. Let's get it. Asking a goy to put it on Shabbos. However, Lamaisa, if you only receive pays a frank, then it's a problem. Because it was an issue to your eyes, huh? And therefore, there's no way you could be makel on this. We would ask a goy to put on the timer on Shabbos because it's an issue to your eyes. So that's mitzad hilchos bishul, min ha-teira. What do you say mitzad shehiyah? What do you say mitzad shehiyah? L'chachil b'Shabbos. Chazon Ish, Simon Lavet Zayin Tziv Chafal, Dimaskev Hinei v'chulei. Chazon Ish writes, and this comes out from the Chazon Ish, beautiful, that it's considered Shehiyah L'chachil b'Shabbos. I want you to get it. Let's get it. It's considered to be a Shehiyah L'chachil on Shabbos to do this. To ask a goy to put it on with the timer, that's a Shehiyah L'chachil. What does Shehiyah L'chachil usually mean? We always translate it as under what rubric? What do we always say Shehiyah L'chachilah is under what rubric? HaChazorah, right? HaChazorah is it was on, take it off, put it back on. Shehiyah L'chachilah is basically what? Doing that on Shabbos, on the Sinim Chodesh. Says the Chazon Ish, please get this, that when the Chachamim Masered HaChazorah, Ein L'chalek Ben Hichsi Yisrael, Akum Okof. Doesn't make a difference who did it. Jewish man, non-Jewish man, or a monkey. Could be a human being or could be an animal. Doesn't make a difference. It's the Metzias Hamatzav is what's Asr. And that's what the Bir Moshe, the Metziner, Chelik Vav says, Kutchel Electric, Simon Aleph, to be Mamed Akedar B'Shabbos Ayede Akum, there's an Isser. And the Sefer Rusha Plata, who matted the Akum Sarachi and Godel. So it's amazing. Comes out Al Shehiyah, it's Matziv. Mitzias Amatziv. It's a Shehiyah L'chachila. Memele, it's us no matter what. So Al Bishul, we said, be told me whether you hold it Chazon Ish or the Har Tzvi. You hold it Chazon Ish, yeah, Mutter. Mele Nachan Agroma, yes? the timer. According to the what? According to Hartzi, it would be usher. I would have amitzachi here. Chazanishas would be usher. See, if you looked at the Bishul D'Oraisa definition, you come up with a kula. But you look at the Shehiya, you know what I'm saying? Shehiya is going to be usher. Get that harder down. From the D'Oraisa perspective, it's going to be mutter. The Rabbanu would be usher. Want to point out, though, from the Bir Aloche, not this way. The Bir Aloche, Reshon Gimel Sivhei Dmask Lachem Ekdeira, Matr Zachazorai De'akum, Shvus Teshus B'mokum Mitzvah. That's a famous Marit, Rav Gedalia Dov Schwarzschlichter, Paskin Caters could do it, based on a Marit, Lamaisa, Shvus Teshus B'mokum Mitzvah. The truth of the matter is that what? Let's not quote the Marit, because the Marit was even by a Dover Lach. Okay? But that could be the Eraisa. He matter about other Gedol HaKram in Light. It's a big psak that he made. Caters a lot. You could do the goy by a Dover Lach. If it's by a Dover Yavish, no, you know, Shlush is a Mokum Mitzvah, everyone's going to say that. Lamaisa. Because a Hazara, right? It's not a Eraisa issue. It's a Dover Yavish. What's the marker from the Prima Godim? So listen to this. Even if the goy is Moshe of the Kedera, there's a Metzias. A Matzah of Chash Chitui. Why do we matter it? Chazanish would answer it. Bir Alocha matters it. Why does the Bir Alocha matter? I want you guys to get this. Because the Bir Alocha understands that the Hagdara of Achazora is not the what? It's not the Metzias Amatziv. It's the Etzim Nesina. It's the Etzim Nesina. And therefore, it's mut to be ma'amid b'shabes a kedera ayde goy b'kidir ein agara fakotum. Because why? It's kavui. It's a clock. The timer's going to put it on. B'shas nesina a kedera. There's no eish. Mel is no shashchitui. Comes out of from fundamental machlekes. Get this down. What is the issur of chazara? Is it the metzias amatziv, like the chazon ish, or is it the nesina? Mele. This leads us to the following. Yesh lit moa tuve. Wechur the Bir Alocha sos for himself. Mishabru and Sifka Ne and Sifka Yud is maskim ladina. He writes befares the Chum is a Kronel Racha only asked the Metzias HaMatzev. So therefore, he should have asked this. So I want you to get these two terutzim. And there's fundamental. We have to build upon it. Wechur it's a steer in Mishabru. So the Sefer Shvus Yitzchak gives two terutzim. First answer is, the heter of the Bir Alocha is only b'shas adchak because shus is just l'tzorach Shabbos. He relies on the Rashi and the Ran that the Isser of Achazor is Mechzikim and Vashon. The Isser of Achazor is the din of Mechzikim and Vashon. We just finished the Machleks team, the Mishabur and the Chazonish. What is the getter of Achazor? Is the Metzias Samatziv or is the Etzim Nesinin? Aye, the Bir Alocha now seems to solster himself. He writes Metzias Samatziv. So please look at these two terutzim. He was going like Rashi and Ran. This is Chazara is Mechzikim Mevashel, not Shem Yechata. If it's Mechzikim Mevashel, then what? When does Mechzikim Mevashel look at? You guys tell me. Does it look at the Etzim Nesina, or does it look at the Metzias HaMatzav? Looks at the Etzim Nesina. I'm putting the pot on there. It's Mechzikim Mevashel. So Memele, don't tell me he's just steering the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah was saying only what? It's Etzim Nesina is what he's talking about if you assume it's Mechzikim Mevashel. But if Shemi Yechata Lamaisa, if it's Shemi Yechata Lamaisa, then it's a problem what? Of Metzias HaMatzav. So it's no steering the what? When he was saying the Shereshon of Gimel, he was going like that, he needed a heter to come up with what? Shus to Shus. That's what's Mechzikim Mevashel. But if it's a problem of Shemi Yechata, it's Metzias HaMatzav. That's one terrence. Another terrence is the following. Please get it. I think we once mentioned this before in the Sefer Tosefos Shabbos. The Isser Chazara of Chashash Chitui is only when what? The Regilis is the Mechata when? When you put the Gedera on what? On the Kira. The whole Chashash Chitui is only when you put the Gedera on the Kira. Afterwards, when it's just sitting there, what kind of Chashash Chitui is there? Fizem, it comes out beautiful. The Bir Alocha says, when does he matter Chazara Yedei Amir Al-Nachri? On the Shas Nesinis HaKdeira, there's no Shash Chitui, because he did it better, he did it through a goy. But the Metzias HaMatzav, we don't answer. Why not? Because I'm not worried about a Metzias HaMatzav. I'm not worried about a Metzias HaMatzav. Halach Lamaisa. I'm not worried about it. Because Kol Zman Nitz Mischamem Es V'Olech is no Shash. There's no Shash Chitui. So it comes out, Lamaisa, from the Prima Godim, again, let's get this. Comes out from the Prima Godim, the Bir Alocha, that by Dinei HaChazorah, we were Choshe Shemichata only Bishas Nesinis HaKadera Agabe Kira. They did not Aser Metzias HaMatzav. And therefore what? And therefore Ledaiten, it's Mutter for a Goy to put the Kadera Agabe Kira Kvuya, that's going to be kicked down on Shabbos through a timer, even Sheinu B'Mokum Mitzvah. Even Eino B'Mokum Mitzvah. So it comes out, Lamaise, according to this, Lamaise, even if you hold that it's considered to be Chshash Chitui, Lamaise, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does Chshash Chitui mean? Jakey, it doesn't mean Mitzvah Samatzah. It means also B'Shash Nesina, according to the second Terence. Doesn't automatically mean Mitzvah Samatzah Chshash Chitui. Chshash Chitui also means that's in Nesina. So Mimele is no Stira. So this leads us to the Shiloh like this. Would the Prima God in the Be'al Lachi allow Shia L'Chachila? When you say this Shtikl Torah, when you say this Shtikl Torah, were they only Choshesh Shem Yechat B'Shas Nesin Zagadera? Or was it Mitzvah Samatza for a case of Shia L'Chachila? So that's totally on these two Terutz we just said. If you say like the first Terutz, that the Yisuf Chazaros within Mexican and Vashel, then what does that mean? They didn't answer based on Mitzvah Samatzav. Then also by a din of what? Shia L'Chachila B'Shabbos, it's also Mechzim V'Vashos, only also B'Shas Nesinis, HaKteira Gabikira. Because, and therefore, since this is extinguished when you're putting on for the timer, it would be Mutter. But according to the second Teretz, that the HaChazor is Regilin Lachtos, B'Shas Yermoshe V'Kedera Gabikira. So when is the Kedera? When is the Regilis to do it? When is the regulus? Because when it's hot, ksas chum v'sholim, they don't need. You only do a chitui ma'at when you put it on. So bashir l'chachila, what's the problem? It's sonenis legamri. It's completely cold. So it's efshar am choishes shemi echat in every situation, not just when what when I put it on. It's going to need a lot of chitui harbi kinil kamma. So I would ask for shir l'chachila because sof kol sof, when it gets lit, the Yid is going to have to what take it off because I'm afraid of a chashash chitui. So it might be a nafkamina between these two terutz. Again, I want you to get this, Lamaisa. A nafkamina, Lamaisa. What is the problem of the Shem Yechata? Is the Shem Yechata pshat, Lamaisa? It's a metziah samatziv? That's the simple pshat. Or no, maybe you could say no. Maybe it's considered to be halacha Lamaisa, and therefore, or maybe you could say, no, Hashem Yechad's only when you put it on. It's not a Metzias HaMatzav. And therefore, maybe I would allow it even in a case with a goy with the timer. Because when it was put on, it was okay. If you say, Lamaisa, that it was considered to be what? It's considered to be when it's the Nesina, so maybe it'd be different by Shehiyah. Because by Shehiyah L'Chachila Lamaisa, it's totally cold. And when it's totally cold, you're going to have to do a lot of chitui, so it might fall back to in a situation where it's going to be usher, not just b'shas nesina, but also when it's sitting there, and the metzias ha-matzav would be a problem. Because in every matzav, you're going to have to be mechata. So that would come out to be a tremendous nafkemine. So one could also maybe introduce another svara, and that is the following. That the svara of a chazara that we're giving lactose b'shah, we put it on, is not mitam that there's betzim a little bit hot, and it doesn't need a lot of chitui. But lamaisa, maybe the svara is you don't need any chitui rav at all. It's already cooked. So I'm choshes he's going to choit b'shashim is asik b'kdera, when he's touching the kdera. And that doesn't mean it's whether it's sonenis or chama. Doesn't mean it's whether it's cold or hot. Only when I'm actually dealing with the pot itself and moving it, then I'm choshes. If you say like this beer then maybe we would allow shi'il l'chachila. We would only ask b'shas misasik b'kedera. In this case, I'm not doing it. The goy is. It's not shayach l'maisa. The goy is, and it's also unlit. Memeili is not mechuyev to what? To remove it. So it comes out, these two esberim are why it's ruggable l'shlachtos b'shas shemosh b'kedera. Again, we're taking two svaras. Why is it shemachat b'shas only when you put it on? The second svar is because you're handling the pot. First one is because it's hot a little bit, Lamaisa, so I'm going to only needs a little bit to get done, so therefore I'm going to do it when I put it on, Lamaisa, and that's it. That's all I have to do. Chaps a big nafkamina. According to that, when it's sonenis legamri, I'm worried about a metzias samatzav, not b'shas maisa. But if you say it's only when I'm handling the pot, even when it's cold, I'll never do it. So therefore, it's not a nesinas samatzav issue. I mean, it's not a nesinas samatzav issue. It's an issue of when I put it on. And the timer, when it kicks on, it'll be fine. I'm not chayshish for it. So it comes out, l'maisa, that we could say a tremendous chiddush that we would allow this halacha l'maisa. This is what I want you to get. Mitzad bishul, we said it depends on the chazanish, and if you're looking at chazanish drabanan, I mean, I'm not going to grama's mutter. If you're looking at sweet base of frank, it's the rice and it's what? It's going to be awesome through Amir al-Nakr to do this, to ask a goy to do it. That's from the bishul perspective. What about from the Shia perspective? We said according to the Shia perspective, well, the chazanish what? Asks it. Because why? It's considered to be like what? A shia l'chadchila, chazar is usher, it's an asinus amatziv. I don't care who does it. It's always usher. Bir halacha, we said, the bir halacha, the prima gadim, say no. They say it's not an asinus amatziv, it's etzim an asinus. Memela, by the time clock, it should be mutter. You're not doing anything wrong. I, Soser himself, he writes in one place, it's not etzim an asinus, it's metzias amatziv. What are the two terutzim we gave? One teretz is only working with Mexican Mavashal. That's why Yamatzer. Mexican Mavashal, obviously, the Lamaisa. Mexican Mavashal, Lamaisa, looks at what? Looks at the Etzim and the Sina. Not the Metzias Amatzer. That was in one place. The other place he was going Metzias Amatzer. Okay, that's one way to answer the Stira. Another way to answer the Stira is no. That Shemi Echad is not a problem of what? Metzias Amatzer. Shemi Echad is also B'shas Maisa. Shemi Echad also is B'shas Maisa. Tosef is Shabbos. Save it to Sefer Shabbos, we said. And therefore, in such a case, we would allow this, Allah, there's no shashkitu, you did it better, and there's no metzias amatzav, because why? Lamaitz metzias amatzav, I don't ask her. It's not because of metzias amatzav. Oh, so memela, if you say it like that, you understand why it would be mutter, even mitam shia. The question is, mitam, let's say, hachazara. What about shihil lechachilu, which is what we're asking the goy to do? We're asking the goy to do shihil lechachilu. Would we say this as well, that it's only b'shas nesina? So we said it's depending on the first two, the two terutzim. If you say that it was Mexican Mavashal is the nesina, is on that some nesina, but whereas what? Whereas yichat, Shem Yichat is on that, Metzias Amatzav, so Lomaisa, it could very well be that what? The only answer that me didn't what? Mexican Mavashal didn't answer Metzias Amatzav. So then it asks me it's a matzav. In the case of the timer, it's off, so it should be mutter. You're asking going to do it. But if you hold lamaisa that it's because of what? If you hold because, it's not because of Mexican vassal, because at this time you actually did it, so lamaisa, shiel achilu, it's sewn in the gamer, you're going to have a problem. And you're going to have a problem that the metzias matzav will emerge, and he might be mechata, and therefore I would aser it. We said a second svara, though maybe that's not true. Maybe the reason why we're worried about it is because lamaisa the shemi echata is b'shas nesina, because you're handling the thing. If you're handling the pot, who cares whether it's hot or cold? After it kicks on, I'm not handling it. What should be the problem? So maybe even according to what that teretz, we would allow it halacha lamaisa. So it could come out, and this is with the Shmir Shabbos Paskins, Perek Aleph Sifcha Vav. Let's get it. He paskins like the Perek Aleph Prima Gavim that it's mutter. I'll read you the lashon. Mutter loma lanachri lasos kein b'shash en akira mufelas v'afil im enena grufa k'tuma rak yesh heter zeh im k'far nispasha kotzarka v'afil in itzdana in legamri. So you see that he holds like the what? He holds like the bir halacha l'prima gadim that you would be allowed to do hachazara and shiur l'chadchila l'maisa to put the pot on the timer on Shabbos even if that garva k'tum halacha l'maisa. So it comes out a very interesting mahalach based on this shtickel, halacha lamaisa. Now, this lamaisa leads us to the following. I want to just point this out. Let's just point this out. So this is regarding the chiddush we have about the timer on Shabbos. Now I want to just get to the plata now. We have time to get to the plata. Let's get to the different, I don't know if we'll be able to finish it, but let's get to the plata. The Shiloh of the Plata, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? All right. We had five different situations, or four different situations, that we could allow this Halacha Lamaisa. So it comes out Let's get it. Comes out like this when we talk about this din of what? The din of the plata. Let's cover all the cases the best of our ability. Let's talk about a plata that is just for cooking, but it has no dials to go up and down. What's the din? Halacha lemaisa. So, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, in that same tshuva, says, what's the problem? For sure it's mutter. And the Reb Avadya, Chavadas, Chelik Bey, Simon Bebhei, in general says, our fires are what? Very set. He says, Shem Yechat is hard to understand, Bizman is that anyway, the whole Gzeira. Because Shem Yechat is because a little bit here, a little bit there. The fires weren't, you know, were all normal. We're all natural in those days. Here we, it's regulated, they're Kavua. What's the problem? So therefore, Lamaisi says, first of all, there's a hefsek pach ben achutim. Again, we're talking about a plata. Plata that it's made for bishul, but has no dials. Number one, there's a hefsek. Number two, there's no shashchitu. Number three, he says, our fire is lamaisi kavu. What are you worried about? And the tshuva is yaskel avdi. He starts off, chelik vav, simen tet vav. He starts off asering it. He says, because the pach has to be an outside thing. This is all mechuber. But he backs out of it. Chelik Zion Simon Chavches Osches Yaskel Avi changes his mind. Matters a plate to because it's made for Shabbos called a Shabbos Plata. He says the greatest Simon in the world. He says nothing to worry about. The fire can't be seen. It's mutter. He says even better than a blech on top of a metal because you know what happens with a blech on metal blech. Sometimes you take it off. This you can't take off. And therefore he says what even the Chazon Ish that asers what even the Chazon Ish that aser blechs would matter a plata. It's made for Shabbos. So it comes out, Lamaisa, where there are no dargas, there's no shashchitui, it's a plat of Shabbos, Yalka Yosef also says mutter. Does anyone say it's osur, this type of plata? Shmir Shabbos, Perak Alpha, Lacha Chafei, he says, Beferish, Lamaisa, you need tartal tevusa. You need tartal tevusa. What do you mean you have to have no dials, and it has to be miyuchad, lechimum alone. Has the miyuchim lechimu alone. This is for bishul. Done. It's not good. Done. If it's miyuchim lebishul, it's a problem. Reb Moshe is a little bit mashma like this. Chelik Dalet Simanayin Dot Oslam and Hey. Seems to be Reb Moshe is a little bit mashma like this. It also halacha lemaisa why it should be a problem. And lemaisa, it's interesting. Sarach Beer. Why would you ask for this type of plata? Why would you ask for it? So you know what the Shus Yitzchak says with Rabbi Yosef? Low plug. Low plug? Low plug? And therefore, Rabbi Moshe and Chelik Dalet Simanayim Dot Oschof Hey, 10, you know, little in the same tshuva, 10 osos earlier, uses the svar of low plug, right? And the Chut Sheni, Chelik Beis, Kamen Kufay and Dal, says Beferish, it's also used as plata, Mishum Lo Plug. Okay? Nevertheless, Lamaisa, if you used what? If you use a pach and you use a lot of aluminum foil, Lamaisa, they want to say, Lamaisa, it would be mutter. They want to say it would be mutter. Halacha Lamaisa. They want to say it would be mutter. Achain, there's far because of Lo Plug. Let me ask you a question. If the svar is because of low plug, why do they matter shiyah l'chachilu if it's made for chimum? Why don't you say low plug or everything? Rabbi Kivager, what did Rabbi Kivager allow? Shiyah told us or. You see, he doesn't say low plug. We mentioned that earlier in the summer, remember? So I want you to get this. Yesh Lomar, he says, you know when you say low plug? When it's all one Indian. L'dugma. Rabbi Moshe says, shihira anahudluka b'chol maximali, the highest level. That's a low plug because whether it's open or not open, because Lamaisa, that's all one Indian. It might be a difference of the Gova of Esh, that's when I say a low plug. But when you talk about a Kir that has Gecholim and a Kir that has no Esh at all, just told us Esh, that I don't say low plug. They're two different things. And that could be why the Poskin differentiate when they say low plug between a Plata that's known Labishul Achimum. Those are two separate things, guys. A Plata known for cooking, a Plata known for heating. And therefore, I don't make a low plug across the board, asser those. And that's why there's what? That's why I could asser what? I could asser one for cooking that has no madragas, but for feeding, I won't. I won't apply the whole low plug. That's number one case. Number two, let's get to it. A plate that is used for cooking, and there is a dial. So, Lamaisa, the Har Tzvi, Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Moshe, Shmir Shabbos, or Letzion, they all say Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa. They all say this is a major what problem. You have to cover it, you need a blech. And it better be a strong, not just one layer of tinfoil, because that's not a, people do that during the week. It also gets ripped. Man, you got to use layers. Make your own pan that's made out of it. And the Ber Moshe, the Betziner, Chelik Zayin, Simen Kutcher Electric, Simen Kufchav Dalin, also is Machmer Lamaisa, and he says you have to cover everything, and you'd have to what? You'd have to also cover over the plug. We're worried about unplugging the plug and putting it back on. And therefore, Lamaisa, you have to be very worried about this. So it seems like all the poskim answer this without a real good blech. Does anyone matter it? So if you look in that Yechavis Das, he says, well, you have an automatic what? Don't you have an automatic blech there? You don't see the flame. And it's only when they were Hashem Yechata, when it was not a good flame, this is always equal. So it seems like he would, according to, there might be some svar to be matter based on that Yechavis Das. But we say many people are cholik on that. We say always, we say Hashem Yechata applies even by our gases, halacha lamaisa. And the Poshup Shad is that even, I would imagine, Rav Avadia, who he didn't discuss it, I'm sure Rav Avadia would also answer that as well, halacha lamaisa, because, unless you put a proper blech, unless he's saying you have an automatic one, maybe. Okay, but you should write, that's the only side to be matter in a case where it's a platz miyuchel lebishul and there is a dial. Number three case, let's go. Number three. What do you have a plata that's just for heating? And there are no dials. I'm sorry. It's just for heating and it has dials. Has dials. What do we say about this? So Poshup Shad according to Bavadya, if he matters Lomaisim Yuchad Labishal has dials, Kavol Chomer, if it's only for what? Chimum, it has dials, is going to what? He's going to make be making on that, Halach Lomaisim, right? Has no koch to cook. Has dargis lahag no koyach. But if it's a plim yutul abyssal, has dargis, and he's makel on that, lamaisa, right? He's makel on that. We just brought up a svara that maybe he'd be okay, so we're sure he'd be makel on this. If you look in the tshuva's bir moisha, in that same tshuva, lamaisa, he seems to say that it would be a problem. Okay? Seems to say that in such a case, I mean, is what the pilpul about, but he says, if it's just for chimum, and it has dragas, so he says, maybe there's room to be mekel. He says, I'm sorry, I said to be makel, so be mekel. Shekos with pleite, shiev shalav ashalav, ha-michel enem is pasha klal yoylem, ala nishar ha-cham, ha-pleite kazeh shar lishas bloshim kisui. So he says, I meant to say it's good. He thought it would be good. He doesn't say though, Lamais, if you're talking about whether it has madregas or not madregas, does it have dials or not, he doesn't discuss that. But the bottom line is that it seems from the tshuva Tzitz Eliezer, and that tshuva, it's just lechamim, and it has no dials, for sure it's mutter. And he says you should always try to make sure that put a petek there, Shabbos Kodesh, to make sure, Lamaisa, you won't be michshul. But he's moda, Lamaisa, that even in a case where there are dials, maybe if you write a Shabbos Kodesh, it should be enough. Allah Lamaisa. So it seems like that he's meiko. So you have all these shittas we're beginning with that are meiko on this. Allah Lamaisa. However, it seems from the Har Tzvi and the Orlitzion that if it has madregas, if it's just rechimum, Lamaisa, that they are going to what? Even though it's not derech bishul, but Lamaisa, they seem to say that their das is to Asr. And Moshe and the Shmir Shabbos say, if there are dargas, there are dials, Lamaisa, they say it's only mutter for chimum if there are no dials. But if there are dials, then Lamaisa, it would be considered to be what? It would be considered to be a problem, halach Lamaisa. Okay? So if they're Asring that just for chimum and there are dials, Lachuritz, you could ask a Pella. Because why? They asked Shia with a plata that was miyuchad labishal, even if they had no dargis, mitam lo plug. And we said a plata that's miyuchad lachimum that had no dargis, they were mekalon. We don't say lo plug, because they're two different items, we said. But now, according to what we're saying now, that the Asher Shia played to Miucheres Lechimum, which has Dargis, so then why don't you say the Lo Plug Asher when it has no Dargis? And you can't say the two Nyanim Shonim because we're dealing with the Chimum Bilvav. You follow me? So Lechura, he says, Sarachinor Alavonim. He says, if you're in the, within the Chimum, and you're going to ma and you're going to what? Asher when it has dials, then you should Asher when it has no dials. So he says, Efsher, I don't know, you got to look. Maybe there is no such thing. Maybe it doesn't exist. He says, maybe there's no plata that's lecham and bilbat. Efsher lo kayim suk plate the shem koch lechashel, and lecham il yishba dargis lag the koch ashel. Therefore, he doesn't say lo plug and Asher. Maybe there is no such thing. Either it's just rechimum, and that's it. Is there really one that's made with chimum with dials? It's a good, if it doesn't exist, then there's no problem. We were just talking in theory. Is there a plata just for heating that has dials? Usually dials are for it in order to cook good, no? In the culinary, what goyim make things like that, no? So it could very well be, maybe it doesn't exist. And let's conclude with number four, the fourth case. Platim yucheres lechimum bilvad, and it has no dargis. According to all the sheet, there's no. Thank you, Ari. Go ahead. You can leave it right here on the table.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Comes out, if you have a plata that is just for heating and has no dargis at all, no dials, according to all the sheetas will be mekel. Yichavadas, Yaskalavdi, or Letzir Artsvi, Reb Moshe, Shmir Shabbos, Reb Moshe, Yaakov Yosef, Sitz Eliezer. But there, you should be careful to tape the plug into the plug. So that what? A person will not, unplug it and plug it back out. Is there any way to be machmer on this one? Does anyone machmer on this one? So if you look at the Shvus Yitzchuk, Perechetz Osal, the Kotzer Mel Yoshev Zatzal, that a plate of chashmalis that has no efsharis like biachoma, it's usher. He didn't low plug. Wow. You need to have aluminum thick. You need to make your own blech. A thin one is not nikkar. People use it during the week. And then they use it for cleanliness all the time. It's not nikkar. So he is quoted as saying low plug even on that. And therefore, Lamas, you would not be able to use a plata with nothing on it at all. Even though it's l'shem chimum, and even though there are no dials. Whereas all the other sheep, we said what? We said it would be okay. One other nekuda we have to get to tomorrow. We'll begin Chazanish, what he held, Lamaisa. And then we got to get to the water, adding the water, Lamaisa. Adding the water, what will be the din in that situation? It's interesting. Also, we got to do Shiel Echarchila on a plata chasmolis. What do we say about that? Shiel Echarchila on a plata nesinim chadash. Okay. And then we'll stop here Wednesday. Yehuda's going to say Chabur B'Zashem. Very good. Look forward to it. And today we got to learn with the boys, Bishop, after 5:30, Bishop. Okay, good. We don't play ball during the 9 days. Okay, I'm going to photocopy this.